Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things before we skewer them. Listen, Thursday and Friday. This is big. Okay, listen up. Thursday and Friday this week, your chance to win Texans home opener tickets when they take on the Giants. And pregame sideline passes.
Ooh.
Listen at 7 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and there are going to be keywords. And if you know all the keywords and you're the right caller at 4:15, you're going to be going to that game, and you're going to be going on the sideline before the game. It's as good as it gets.
It really is.
Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, Rich. It's the Indeed. Only place you can get this.
I agree.
This lovely package.
No, and if you hear someone else on the dial attempting a similar package, yeah, you report them to
citizens
us
because arrest.
We're the only ones that can do that.
It's citizens arrest. We need you to be vigilant, people.
Wow,
that's out there on these radio streets.
Citizens arrest. Didn't Goober once try to arrest Barney Fife on a citizens arrest?
Nobody relates to your little Andy Griffith stuff.
Hey, man. Jerome Solomon wrote a line from Chico and the
great.
Man.
If I Jerome can do anything today. Awesome. If Jerome's listening, then you're in business. All right, let's go. What do you got, Rich?
I'm actually going back in time for my story.
That's fine. Just don't go back to like the 60s.
Anyone remember the expansion draft in 2002?
Seth Payne does.
Where the Texans supposedly stocked their roster. They chose 19 players that February day in 2002.
Yeah.
Four of them went to the Pro Bowl.
And one of them was Seth Payne, who's a national treasure.
This is true.
And our dear friend and colleague here at Sports Radio 610.
Right.
If they don't make that pick, then one of these other 18 Jamokes probably gets that job.
did you remember that they chose Danny Werfel in the expansion draft?
I do actually remember that. Yeah. I do. Who are the four that made the Pro Bowl?
Is this
part of your story?
I don't think they all made the Pro Bowl. I know they all didn't make the Pro Bowl as Texans.
Okay. I remember Gary Walker did.
Yeah. Aaron Glenn, Gary Walker, and Jermaine Lewis.
Okay. Jermaine Lewis.
Tony Boselli, but not with Houston.
Right. Future Hall of Famer, possibly, Tony Boselli.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So the 19 players they chose that day, a somewhat anonymous kick returner was taken from the roster of the Seattle Seahawks by the name of Charlie Rogers. Not that Charles Rogers, the guy who was the bust as the receiver in Detroit.
Have you read how life has gone for him since being out of the NFL?
Not well.
Not well at all, my friend.
This is a different Charlie Rogers. Fifth round pick out of Georgia Tech in 99 by the Seahawks. He was out of the NFL the next season in 03.
So a bit player.
Correct.
Okay. I can't wait to see where this is going.
Well, he's in his 40s now, and he's a coach.
Oh, okay.
In his native New Jersey. As a matter of fact, until recently, he was the offensive coordinator at St. John Vianney High School in Holmdel, New Jersey.
Are you familiar with that school? That sounds like you might have competed with them back in the day.
I'm not familiar with St. John Vianney, but I am familiar with Holmdel. And Holmdel could have been the home of Judge Smales back in the day.
Oh, it's uppity.
Oh, it's a hoity-toity area.
Mm-hmm.
Holmdel's up there.
Yeah.
So Charlie Rogers, who, by the way, bounced around the NFL for 5 seasons. So good for him. Not many people can say that.
Got enough service time, probably has a pension now.
In addition to being the OC at that high school, in addition to being the OC at St. John Vianney, he is also a head coach in Matawan's American Youth Football Organization.
Okay.
So he coaches the young kids as well. And apparently, recently, one of his 11-year-olds on his American Youth Football team informed him that he was leaving Matawan to play for the East Brunswick-based St. Bart's Buffaloes. Nothing in the story to really indicate why the young man and his parents decided it would be best for him to go to a different team. But what's notable about this story is that Charlie Rogers did not like that. As a matter of fact, I think it's pretty fair to say that Charlie Rogers was pissed off when he found out he was losing this 11-year-old to another rival football team. Charlie Rogers thought it was a good idea to call the 11-year-old's dad, Chris Schuster, and leave this voicemail message.
Hey, Chris, this is Coach Charlie, dog. I'm telling you right now, today in the summertime, we ain't started a game yet, dog, right? We are going to blitz every play until your guys come out the game. Or don't bring him to the game. And you know I'm pissed off about this right here. And I'm telling you, I swear to God, we are going to blitz. We're passing that. We're blitzing everybody. We are blitzing every single play. I'm going to prove it to you that that's a bad move, and I don't like it, and it's a move. We are going to blitz every single play. Every play.
So, Charlie, was I right? Charlie Rogers was pissed off.
He's a little unhinged.
About losing an 11-year-old. From his American youth football team.
Well, you know, you spend 3 years scouting the kid since he was 8 years old.
That's right.
And, you know, you feel like you got a lot invested in him. And,
unbelievable.
And he makes a decision like that in free agency.
And I realized the recording was a little rough. So if he didn't catch all of it.
I think we got the gist of it.
You know, Charlie Rogers was basically threatening the safety of Chris Schuster's son in that football game.
By blitzing every mother bleeping play.
Yes. Yes. So that 11-year-old, we're going to hurt him.
Yeah. All right, so is there any shakeout from this?
Oh, believe it or not, Mattawan American Youth Football declined to take any action against Charlie Rogers.
Are you serious?
Chris Schuster is the acting president of Mattawan American Youth Football. He resigned in protest.
Who is he again?
He's the one who got the voicemail.
Okay.
He resigned and said, I'm washing my hands of this organization.
Yeah.
If you're not going to act... against Charlie Rogers for doing this. I don't want any part of this organization anymore. And then the next day, St. John Vianney High School responded to an inquiry by local media by saying of Charlie Rogers, quote, "We have parted ways." So Charlie Rogers is out as OC.
Okay, so they ended up doing the right thing.
At St. John. Well, the high school.
But he's still able to run amok in the youth football
league.
Has
not passed judgment yet on Charlie Rogers. So... with all due respect, Charlie Rogers, get a life.
Oh, my God.
Mattawan AYF, are you freaking kidding me?
He physically threatened an 11-year-old.
And he's not been dismissed.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. They take their football seriously. Well, it's in New Jersey. Here's the thing, Rich.
You know, we could have used a Charlie Rogers on that 0-2 Texans team.
If he's got that kind of hellfire and brimstone, absolutely. Yeah, you could have used him. Now, I don't know that I necessarily want him coaching my kid.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, at least now, you said the Texans took 19 players in the expansion draft?
They did take 19. I happen to have the list in front of me,
Okay,
Sean.
Well, at least now I can get the rough ends of the stack ranking put together. Seth Payne is number one, and Charlie Rogers is number 19.
There you go.
How 2 through 18 shake out is up for debate.
And how 7 players were taken ahead of Seth Payne, I'll never know.
Do you have the list in front of you?
I do.
Who are they?
Tony Boselli.
Yeah.
Ryan Young, bust. Well, Tony Boselli, bust. Ryan Young, bust.
But Tony Boselli, you understand. You know, against,
right, injury.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, went to a Pro Bowl as
a
Texan.
Sure, that's a good pick.
Gary Walker went to a Pro Bowl as a Texan.
Another good pick.
Jamie Sharper, who played solid as a Texan at linebacker.
And Jamie was not the Sharper that's in jail right now.
No, that's Darren.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get them confused.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. Jermaine Lewis from the Ravens.
Went to a Pro Bowl.
And Marcus Coleman. Who played,
all around good guy.
Played pretty well for the Texans.
I like Marcus
as cornerback. I want to say eventually moved to safety. And then they took Seth Payne with the 8th pick in the expansion draft.
8th pick in the expansion draft. First pick in your hearts.
Works for me.
Yep. All right. My all due respect, football related, because that's how we do it on a Monday. Yours was football related, Rich.
Yeah.
Youth football.
Yes.
Youth football psychopath.
I'm perfectly aware of that.
Football nonetheless.
Yes.
Mine is a bit of a football psychopath. His name is Dez Bryant. He is still unemployed as we speak.
What's he done now?
He spent week one of the NFL season as a spectator for the first time in his career. You know, since 2010, week one of the NFL season, Dez Bryant has been suiting up for the Dallas Cowboys and going and, you know, getting the job done for the most part.
Yep.
On Sunday, he spent a good portion of the day trolling his former team, the Cowboys, on Twitter.
You know, some guys just need to grow up, right?
Jeez. They lost 16-8 to the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
I think you can rest assured that game will find its way into our NFL whip around at 4 o'clock today. Bryant, of course, was cut by the Cowboys in April, and he's continuing to look for a job. He's had interest from the Ravens and from the Browns.
In his defense, the Cowboys have no receivers.
They don't. He would be an upgrade over some of what they have right now at receiver, but not at $14 million a year or whatever he was making. So, anyways, he spent most of his time during the game as well as the post game calling out his former team, but not his former teammates. He didn't get personal with anybody. It might be a one-week call-out if his tweet during the game is any indication. Here's what he tweeted. Here, I'll read some of these tweets.
All right.
He tweeted this 5:42 p.m. yesterday, so probably sometime during the game. After today, I'm done talking about the Cowboys. If I try to say something good or factual, it's either a falsehood or it's a factual. It always turned out to be negative. Plus, I don't want it to seem that's where I'm focused. I know the team well, so it's hard for me not to speak. All I ever cared about was winning.
Now, why would we think that's your focus when you're tweeting, when you're trolling your team on Sunday?
Yeah, continuing. This took place at 8:24 p.m. After the game, Bryant saw that offensive coordinator Scott Linehan did not comment after the game. He chimed in. Cowboys offensive coordinator Scott Linehan declined to comment as he exited the locker room. So somebody must have asked Scott Linehan about Dez Bryant tweeting during the game.
No, okay.
And he offered up no comment. When a fan tweeted that the Cowboys would have won Sunday if they had Bryant and kicker Dan Bailey, whose replacement Brett Maher missed a 47-yard field goal attempt, Bryant weighed in again. He retweeted this and said, real fact, and the guy he's retweeting is a guy named Dave Ross. And Dave Ross tweeted, if the Dallas Cowboys still had Dez Bryant and Dan Bailey, they win today, no doubt about it. That's a real fact, according to Dez Bryant, Rich.
Oh.
Real fact.
Fake news.
Yeah. At 5:27 p.m., this is during the game, it looks like, he tweeted, it's kind of cool calling out all the signals and knowing which route players are about to run with a crying, laughing emoji.
Oh.
I think he's kind of low-key saying that Jason Garrett is predictable in his play, or Scott Linehan is predictable in his play calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the problem with that, all that logic is that Dez Bryant or Dan Bailey, or even Jason Witten for that matter, is not going to keep Shaq Thompson out of the Dallas offensive backfield.
Yeah. Nor is Xavier Suofilo if they put him on the field.
That's right.
And I guess that should be an all due respect adjunct, you know, like a footnote, is that in addition to the Dallas Cowboys getting trolled by Dez Bryant, yeah, Dez, all due respect, put the phone away. To all due respect, Cowboys, Dak Prescott did not get any safer with your acquisition of Xavier Suofilo today.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Oof. Not good enough to make the Titans. Not good enough to get a sniff from anybody else. How sad is that, man? The Dallas Cowboys offensive line was being held up as some sort of gold standard a couple of years ago.
It was the gold standard, yes.
Yeah, and some of it's bad luck. You know, Zach Martin hyperextends a knee in the preseason. The Travis Frederick thing is just sad.
Well, when DeMarco Murray was at his peak, they were the gold standard.
They were the gold standard, yeah. Now they're signing Xavier Suofilo for depth.
Wow.
Yep. All right, that was all due respect.
I got to tell you, that doesn't suck.
No, not at all. And you know what? I know we sometimes preface things when we're talking about some of the players and things like that. I preface nothing with Xavier Suofilo. He was a 33rd overall pick, and he stunk, and he was soft. That's it. End of story.
All right.
There we go.
Drop the mic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.